If we read the previous story in the Gospel of Matthew, our Gospel for today happened after the calming of the storm when Jesus and the disciples were crossing the lake. This Gospel occurred at their destination, the gatherings, the southeast side of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus Christ and his apostles were met by two people possessed by demons who were the legion. Both St. Mark and St. Luke in their gospel accounts of this incident describe this demonic force as a legion. A legion is no small force, but an army of 6,000 strong. For the people of Palestine, who were often hemmed in by occupied forces, a legion, whether human or supernatural, struck terror. Legions are their wildest committed unmentionable atrocities. So these two men knew Jesus' identity, calling Jesus the Son of God. They said, "What do you want with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torture us before the time?" The possession of these two men was considered and associated with disease, which was the consequence of sin and a sign of being in Satan's power. When Jesus expelled the legions of demons, he also cured them from a disease. The power of Jesus is not just limited in expelling demons, but more so of curing their diseases, sins, and freedom from the devil's power. My dear brothers and sisters, this is also our prayers and wishes, to be free from any evils, and only Jesus can do that. Only through the power of God that we can be free from any evil, diseases, sins, and uncertainties. Jesus' power will be the only one who can liberate us from evil influences which can destroy our lives. So my dear brothers and sisters, we need to ask the Lord to liberate us from this bandage of sin and be the kind of persons he wants us to be. Let us surrender to his power, and he will free us from Satan's power, and his body and blood will be our food to battle the war against the evil one. The more we receive him, the more he will protect us, either through the body and blood of Christ or through our spiritual communion. So always receive him to win the battle against the forces of evil and diseases. Amen.